Collins and Mac back from the weekend. Laura, you know what today is?
What is today?
Today would be the first day of registration for LISD. Oops.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is. And I actually hit the wrong line. We've got Nancy Sharp from LISD on the line. Nancy, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Yeah, I hit
good
the wrong button. I got dial tone. But anyway, we've got you on the line right now. Today's first day of registration for LISD, so what are some of the parameters that people need to, that are participating in this? Because, you know, a lot of people just think, back to school, really? It's already here? I think a lot of people are oblivious. What do people, where do they need to go? How do they need to act? And what documents are they going to need?
You bet. And first of all, if you were in an LISD camp, on an LISD campus last year as a student, if your student's already come to central office and registered or gone to their campus, they don't need to do it again. This is just for people who are new to LISD and have not yet made that contact with the school district. Today is the day to do that. We'll have extra hands on the campuses and ready to streamline the process so it'll go very quickly. What they need to bring are their child's original birth certificate, and you can get that from the health department if you don't have that. If your child was born in Texas, proof of residency, a child's social security card or number, and a current shot record. Their proof of residency can be a lease agreement. It can be a utility bill. It cannot be a telephone, like a cell phone bill, but a gas, water, electric bill, any of those kinds of things. And then some sort of a lease agreement, mortgage, anything like that that has your child's address.
Okay. Are there anything that any things that people are needing to look out for this year as far as like special immunizations or things like that? Because I know a lot of that's been in the news lately. We just recently had talked with Dr. Cheryl Landry about immunizations, and a lot of people are looking, I guess, or claiming exemptions. Is that happening in LISD?
We get a few, but we don't get very many parents who want that exemption. There are some that do, but I don't think that's a huge number of parents that make that decision. But all the information about immunizations is linked on our website, so they can find out, you know, what their child needs to have and what all the parameters are there. Lots of good information about back to school. We have open houses coming up. Many of them are on the August 22nd. 21st, 22nd, 23rd are the majority of the open houses. That information's on our website, list of school supplies, bell schedules. And one big change we'll have this year is at high school, all the students at the high school level will stay on campus for lunch. And we've got some beautiful new cafeterias and facilities and really opportunities as far as offerings. It's going to be more like a student union building, and we think students are going to like that.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea. As a parent, I think the parents probably feel a lot better having their kiddos stay on campus for lunch.
Laura, that's exactly right. And when we went through the process with the parent committee, our 2020 committee looking at facilities, that was a parent's comment that has really resonated and stuck with me for several years. The parent made the comment, that's the only hour of the day I don't know where my child is that lunch period. So we're going to have really, I think, some things that students will find very appealing. We've got some outside vendors who are providing, still have to meet the nutritional guidelines of LISD and USDA, but some new offerings, you know, pizza and red mango and Chick-fil-A and things like that will rotate through the cafeterias, in addition to some great new opportunities that Aramark, our food service contractors, have provided. So I think it's going to be more the feel of a student union building. We'll have some seating areas for students where they can watch. We've got big screen TVs they can watch, and just really round tables, have good interactions, study groups can meet. So we feel like it's going to be a much better use of time.
Yeah.
You know, relative to the cafeterias and the food selections in the high schools and things like that, I really think that the introduction of letting people bring outside food in, as far as like Chick-fil-A, Red Mango, et cetera, I think that's really good, because what that's going to force is the Aramark people to be competitive and actually, you know, make some presentations of some things that are going to be more flavorful and popular with the consumer group that you have inside those four walls. I think that I never thought that the school food was bad anyway, but yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Really not, and they have really been innovative the last several years especially. They have introduced lots of new concepts in food, and so our Aramark partners have done a great job, and they'll have themed lines, you know, that are Mexican food and, you know, different offerings that are fun, that are appealing to students. And they've been working on that very intently probably the last 5 or 6 years. So they'll have some great offerings as well, and have always had, you know, they bring food we can purchase as LISD employees to central office, and I eat their food a lot, and it is really good. And they do have some very healthy, nutritional, everything they offer is they have healthy opportunities. So good food for students.
Hey, Nancy, there's something that I guess we're going to break here on KFYO with
yeah.
Lux First News. Never hasn't been really announced to the public before as being on the docket or on the schedule, but we have a grand opening for Plains Capital Park, and this is the first time you guys have talked about this.
That's exactly right. We hadn't talked about it in the media yet, and so we're going to talk about that this morning with you on Sunday, August the 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll have a grand opening for the community of Plains Capital Park. That's a wonderful facility that has been renovated thanks to our taxpayers and bond money. We've got, we'll have free food for, from 2 to 4 on Sunday the 25th, and an opportunity for people to walk through, see the facilities, see what there is to offer, and I think they'll have a great impression of Plains Capital Park Lowry Field.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of construction and stuff going on, and is there like any last minute hurry ups trying to get all this done, or are we?
Was it done?
There have been a few little delays due to some moisture that has hit our area lately, but nobody is going to complain about rain. So you know, we'll have like everything will be complete. There may be some landscaping issues that are still being completed, but we'll be in good shape, and we just want the public to see what they've paid for. We feel like we have a great venue for UIL band events, for our track and field events, for our football season. It's just going to be a much more usable facility, and also available for playoffs. We have really not been a contender for playoffs in the last several years, just because of some of the things with our facility. But now that's going to be an opportunity, too. And that's economic development for our community when we bring in playoff games. So that's a great opportunity, too.
Yeah. Now, aren't we going to have some entertainment here, or the band's going to play from the high schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, the high school bands are going to be playing. Plains Capital Bank is planning on having their hot air balloon tethered there. And so we're going to have that fine arts offering, too, because we know those bands are a big part of football season and getting everybody pumped up and ready to go.
All right. Hey, Nancy, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that. And thanks for dropping the Plains Capital Park bomb on the community right here on KFYO.
You bet. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, have a fantastic day.
All right. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Have a good one.